The House of Representatives has voted to head off a nationwide strike of more than 100,000 freight railroad workers. About an hour ago, lawmakers passed a bill forcing rail companies and union workers to accept a tentative contract deal. It passed with bipartisan support and now heads to the Senate. Let's bring in NPR political reporter Ximena Bustillo. Ximena, hello.
Hey.
So rail workers, they'd threatened a strike, but this vote requires them and management to take this tentative contract. What's in it? What's in the agreement?
Yeah, so back in September, management, members of the Biden administration, and union leaders got together and they brokered what we call the tentative agreement. And in that tentative agreement, there are kind of two big things that management kind of holds on to as really good for workers, which is a 24% raise over the course of 5 years and caps on healthcare premiums. But part of the biggest question of what it does not include, which is a uniform defined paid sick policy, which is what some of the workers had been calling for years in these negotiations.
Mm-hmm. And that's one reason, I gather, the workers were threatening to strike over the holidays. Was it in a separate vote that the unions got something important to them, 7 days of paid sick leave?
Yeah. So what the House did is it put together two bills. So the first one to force unions to accept this contract, and the second one to kind of tack on 7 days of paid sick leave. These are operating basically on two different streams. It's not like an amendment on the bill or anything like that. So when it goes to the Senate, they're going to have to vote on them separately. And then when it goes to the president will have to sign both of them also separately. And so that was part of what was at the center of the strikes. You know, currently many workers are operating on more of a point system when it comes to taking time off, regardless if it's sick leave or not. And many advocates have said that while many people got to work from home during the pandemic, these essential workers had to keep the supply chains going and barely got to take time off, whether they were sick or otherwise. And so they're really looking for some quality of life components here.
Okay, so if the Senate now proceeds and passes both of these bills you've described, does that mean railroad workers and management, they have to accept it now? Or can anyone appeal at this point?
Yeah, so it would be law and it would be illegal for workers to either not accept it or even to strike, which is not usual for labor disputes, but it is for railroads because of the Railway Labor Act, which, you know, kind of acknowledges that railways are what's called critical infrastructure. And so if they go down, the economy, like all sorts of other things, go down with it. And so that's why the president and Congress has mm-hmm. a specific authority to kind of make this a law.
Now, the politics appear to be tricky, at the very least, for President Biden and the Democrats. They are traditional supporters of labor. Now there's the appearance of them forcing these workers to work.
Yeah, it's a very tough pill for Biden and other members of his administration. You know, for example, Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack, who's been involved in these negotiations, has visited picketers before. He did so in Iowa when John Deere workers were at the picket line. And Labor Secretary Marty Walsh, who's been, you know, chief on these negotiations, is a card-carrying union leader himself. And of course, Biden constantly touts his ability to be the most pro-labor president and credits labor unions for his 2020 win. Mm-hmm. And honestly, union members are always opening up for his speeches. So this is a really big ask, but it really comes with the weight of economic collapse risk. Mm. So items like grain, ethanol, fertilizer, food, you know, all of that would come to a screeching halt if these workers go on strike. And okay. At the end of the day, that means higher prices, supply chain clogs, and all of that's barely recovering from the pandemic.
Yeah. And briefly, busy Congress, it's also moving a bill to protect same-sex marriages and interracial marriages. The Senate passed its measure with bipartisan support, and it now goes to the House. What would this bill do?
Mm-hmm. So the bill federally recognizes same-sex and interracial marriages, and by doing so, it does two things. One, it makes those couples eligible for federal benefits like Social Security, and second, it requires that states recognize same-sex marriages performed in other states should that right ever be overturned. So this bill definitely came out of the fallout of Roe v. Wade over the summer, and there are concerns that now other civil liberties might be at risk.
Oh, right. In that Dobbs case, there was the opinion from Justice Thomas that suggested that these rights could be overturned as well.
Yes.
NPR political reporter Ximena Bustillo, thank you again.